Okay, well, every month this school year, the afternoon shift is taking a look at the culture of high school sports. Last month, we talked about football. This month, WBEZ producer Becky Vivi brings us stories about what it feels like to win a state title for the first time and look at playoffs. Becky Vivi, welcome.
Thanks, Richard.
I never had the honor. I went to Hirsch High School in the 60s. Well, actually, late 50s and early 60s. And we never won anything that I can recall. And then years later, after I left, I think Hirsch won the state championship one year. Ricky Green, I think, was a star player who went on to the NBA. But that was way after I left. And so I never had the thrill of
winning a state championship. It's pretty exciting. I come from a small town in Wisconsin. That's where I grew up, and our high school won the state football tournament. They were kind of a football powerhouse. But I remember as a player on the soccer team, we won our first sectional title, and that was pretty exciting as a student athlete to kind of experience that for the first time. So it was something that drew my attention as I was following prep sports, as I've been looking for interesting stories. And if any of you listeners have great, interesting high school sports stories, please don't hesitate to send us an email at afternoonshift@wbez.org. We'd love to tell them throughout this school year.
And by the way, the first one that, you know, the thing you're covering here, I did run track in high school.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What were your events?
I didn't win anything. I ran in the 220 relay.
Oh, nice.
It was an 880 relay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was a sprinter.
Okay.
And, you know, I was okay. You know, wasn't the best.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, anything. A lot of kids, you know, just do it for the experience.
But this is interesting because this story, we had one guy on the team who ran the mile or something, and he was the only person who was willing to do it, so he became like our star athlete in that category because running, you know, like cross-country stuff is tough.
It is very tough. And one of the first, you know, one of the stories I'm bringing to you guys today is a story about a girls' cross-country team, Glenbard West, who won their first state title. And it's not an easy thing, and I think a lot of people actually aren't completely familiar with what cross-country meets look like.
So how does it work?
So essentially, girls and boys run a 5K. That's 3.1 miles all at once. And it's usually along a wooded area, a wooded woods course, not a track. For the state meet every year, 25 teams qualify. And from each team, there are seven runners, or seven girls in this case. And then there's also 35 individuals that qualify. So you're talking 210 girls in one race running 3 miles in the middle of the woods somewhere.
I'm trying to picture this, but go ahead. Yeah, okay.
Right. So, you know, they go out, they run the race. It's essentially, you know, you're talking pretty fast runners. They're sub 6 minute mile pace. These girls are flying. And then at the end, team scores essentially, because it's an individual sport, but it's also a team sport. At the high school level, they're, you know, teams can win titles. And
so wait a minute. So explain that. So your individual time is singular, but it's part of the...
Correct. And you can qualify as an individual, and they give out individual medals.
Okay.
And then there are team medals and team titles, and those team scores are calculated essentially based on when those seven runners cross the finish line.
Okay.
Now, seven run, but only five get a score, if you will, and they give everyone sort of a place. So say I cross the finish line third. My team gets 3 points for that, and you want the least number of points. So it's kind of like golf. If you have the least number of points, then you will win.
So if you get 1 point, that means you...
That's only 1 point to your team score. Does that make sense?
A little bit. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So on and on. And then essentially, you get to a final score. And this year, I pulled out the rankings from the state meet. Glenbard West scored 75 points. They had their five runners came in with, it's a little complicated because what they do with individual placement. So like if an individual runner passes, if they finish fourth, they don't necessarily get the four if they're not running for a team.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. So Glenbard West came in with 75 points. They had a third place, a seventh place, 14th, 16th, and 35th. So you add that all up, you get 74 points. Does that make sense?
And they won.
And they won.
Yeah.
And the next team down was Naperville North, which was defending their title from last year. They got 112 points. And interestingly, there's on Glenbard West's team, there was only one senior. Her name's Madeline Perez. And she actually was injured much of the season. She only ran the last four or five races. And she scored the highest for Glenbard West. So had she not, you know, been back towards the end of the season, they might not have gripped that title.
So did this school have a record of having a great cross-country team?
Well, they did. So the program's existed since 1979, and this is the first state title, like I said, that they've ever won. But they have been kind of slowly inching toward it. A few years ago, they took ninth at state. The year after that, they took sixth, then third, and now this year, first. So they've sort of slowly been inching toward that first place finish.
So Becky, give me some kind of an idea about competition in terms of the people they run against, the schools that a really hard competition for them.
Sure. So I actually asked the girls, I went out there yesterday and I asked them about their competition. And interestingly, what you'll hear runners say a lot is their biggest competition is themselves and they're trying to always beat their score. But if you look at the rankings and you look at sort of the lay of the land, think about, you know, you've got Glenbard West, but Naperville North, they've been a huge powerhouse. They have a big program, a lot of girls. They have, I think, like 94 girls out this year. So they have a deep bench to kind of pull talent from. New Trier also has got a very big program, a well-known program. And you're talking about young ladies who really, really fast runners. I'm, sub 6 minute miles. I don't know if anybody out there is big runners, but that's pretty fast for high school kids.
So now does this qualify you at all? If you're on the cross country team, like with other track and field sports, there's always a possibility of scholarships. Does that happen with the people who run on these teams?
Yeah, absolutely. The coach at Glenbard West says they do have several girls that have gone on to run at the college level. I would think, in reading and kind of following these rankings, a lot of girls do head off and run at college. I actually had a couple of girlfriends of my own who went and ran at college, and you can get scholarships. I think what's interesting is most of these girls also, you mentioned track, also run track for the team. And last year, their track team at Glenbard West took third place. So I asked them, I said, so do you think you're going to grab first for track? And they said, well, track's a different beast. You have to have a big sprinting squad. And, interestingly, at Glenbard West, the coach of the cross-country team is married to the coach of the track team. So it'll be just kind of interesting to see that, what happens out there with runners and how it shakes out this season and this spring.
This is the afternoon shift. Richard Steele in for Nyla Boodoo. And we're talking about high school sports. In this case, it's cross-country running, and the championship this year went to Glenbard West. Becky Beebe is with us, and she does some exceptional reporting on talking to these kids and to the coaches. Let me ask you this a little bit about just the celebration part of it.
Sure, right.
How did that go?
Well, so I went out and talked with the students, the runners at Glenbard West and their coach yesterday, because it is kind of a big deal especially when it's your very first state title. And I have a little piece of a little story for you guys. I'll let you listen to them describe what the race day felt like and sort of what the celebration was like. You're going to hear the voices of Lisa Lutek, Lindsey Graham, and Grace Rogers, as well as Coach Paul Haas.
The start was really, really rough. I had to swing around the outside because I didn't get a terrible start, but people just go out so incredibly fast that you got to be careful. After the turn, you go into a gradual uphill, in which I was feeling really good. And then the flat ground, I felt all right. And going downhill, my knee started to hurt a little bit. But I knew it was only 3 miles. This was all going to be over in 17 minutes.
Yeah, for me, I would say that the hardest part of my race is definitely the second mile, since you go out fast and the second mile is really about keeping your pace and staying strong.
When officials was saying yelling places at you at 2.5 miles, I gotta go. And
what was your place at that point?
It was 26th. Then 25th is all state. That's why I was scared. And then the finish is an awesome feeling, just flying past people.
How many people did you pass at the end?
A lot. Like five.
She probably passed at least five people.
We thought we did pretty well, and other coaches were congratulating us, but nothing was official. As we were waiting for results, they had a power outage early on, and it was literally almost 2 hours to wait for the results. And they were going crazy waiting for them, and then when they came in, you know, my phone exploded with texts and congratulations. And
it's amazing. It's one of those things that once we found out we won, like, I think everyone was just so excited. Everyone just started jumping up and down. And it was one of those things where it was only 7 girls who actually ran, but it just felt like the whole team won.
Especially to think about how this school, even, like, how old it is, it hasn't had that many state championships, and feels really special that our team brought a state championship home.
Competition's great in the state, and we're certainly not full of ourselves. We know how tough it's going to be next year, but yeah, we're just enjoying the moment right now.
My freshman year, we were 9th, and we got 6th and 3rd, and finally, just to bring it home, it's like, yes, like, all our hard work finally, like, showed off, so it was amazing. We definitely wanted to show all the rankings, too, that we were better than they ranked us. That was definitely motivation, yes.
The whole season, our team would be, like, lower on the rankings than we should have been, lower as in a higher number, if you get what I mean. But I think going into state, we were ranked 4th or something like that. Yeah, and we were like, come on, we can do better than that, and we showed them.
The main thing next season is to defend our title.
Yeah, our team has so much more than the top 7 right now. Like, the girls that didn't quite make the lineup for varsity are still so incredible, and they have a lot of potential, and we're really a young team. We have people that are returning next year that'll really help us stay strong.
Those were the voices of Lisa Luchek, Lindsey Graham, and Grace Rogers, as well as their coach Paul Haas. The Glenbard West girls cross country team won their very first state title this year.
You can hear the camaraderie.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
They were so excited. Everybody they did not have.
Some, yeah,
they know, had smiles on their face the whole time.
And then when you walk through the school, they're number one. You know yeah, what I mean? Makes a big difference. We're going to talk more about high school sports and take a look at another number one. And when we come back, it's a bit about soccer. And we'll do that after we take a break.